Chief Justice John Roberts led his conservative colleagues in questioning the Biden administration's authority to broadly cancel federal student loans because of the COVID-19 emergency. The administration's top Supreme Court lawyer, Elizabeth Prolegar, warned of the consequences if the program is disallowed. She noted the economic toll the pandemic took on working people.
Americans have struggled to pay rent, utilities, food, and many have been unable to pay their debts. To head off immediate harm for student loan borrowers, two secretaries across two administrations invoked the HEROES Act to suspend interest and payment obligations for all Americans with federally held loans. But if that forbearance ends without further relief, it's undisputed that defaults and delinquencies will surge above pre-pandemic levels.
To cancel student loan debt, the Biden administration relied on the HEROES Act. The acronym stands for the Higher Education Relief Opportunities for Students. It was originally enacted after the September 11, 2001 attacks and was intended to keep service members from being worse off financially while they fought in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now extended, it allows the Secretary of Education to waive or modify the terms of federal student loans as necessary in connection with a national emergency. Chief Justice Roberts indicated the administration may have overstepped the bounds of what is permissible by canceling up to $20,000 of student loan debt per person.
In an opinion we had a few years ago by Justice Scalia, he talked about what the word modify means. And he said modified, in our view, connotes moderate change. He said it might be good English to say that the French Revolution modified the status of the French nobility, but only because there's a figure of speech called understatement and a literary device known as sarcasm. We're talking about $500 billion and 43 million Americans. How does that fit under the normal understanding of modifying?
Prolegar said the reading of the original statute would allow elimination of student debt. During the three-hour hearing, Justice Roberts also questioned whether it was fair to forgive student loan debt while people remain burdened with other kinds of debt. The court's newest justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, weighed in on that question. She noted that in the early days of the COVID pandemic, the government provided massive infusions of federal funds to private companies and nonprofits to keep them afloat because Congress said, do it.
I'm wondering whether that would be unfair to people who didn't own a company or somebody who didn't have, a nonprofit and wasn't getting that money. I just don't know how far we can go with this notion of, to the extent that the government is providing much needed assistance to people in an emergency, it's going to be unfair to those who don't get the same benefit.
President Biden's only hope for being allowed to move forward with his plan appeared to be the slim possibility that the court would find that the six Republican-led states and individuals challenging the plan lacked the legal right to sue. At a rally outside the court, Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib spoke in support of student loan forgiveness.
We all know the President of the United States has every legal authority to cancel debt in our country. You know, these are the same people that all of a sudden won't say anything about any legal authority when it comes to corporations, when it comes to corporate greed in our country.
The administration says 26 million people have applied to have up to $20,000 in federal student loans forgiven under the plan. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling in June. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.